So now you extend your arms, bring your arms up as
up if, out in front of me.
Yeah. Well, look, imagine that you've got a beach ball down at your tummy level. You're going to pick this ball up till your arms come up to shoulder height. Okay. Have your palms facing each other. Perhaps bring your hands closer in now, so they're going to be about 6 inches or so apart. Imagine you're holding something like a small tree, a telegraph pole, something like that. Allow your elbows to drop just a little. Now, check that your breathing is nice, steady and deep. Theoretically, it's best to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, but no reason why you shouldn't just breathe through the nose in this particular posture, OK? So now all you've got to do is nothing. Just stand there and watch. And very shortly you'll find that the weight of your body and your arms start to inform your muscles that they're working, and then they will quickly start to get tired.
I can already feel it in my upper arms and my shoulders, yeah, and towards the bottom part of my legs.
That's
as well.
Right.
Now, you've got a whole class, well, no, I said a whole class, a selection of your class behind you, three ladies lined up, and they were mimicking every move that you made through that dutifully. Can you show me another move that you would do in your class for these ladies? Because I can see that they're experts.
Yes, certainly. Okay, if we were starting in this time, if you bring your heels close together, you can have your heels touching if you want, relax the knees again, tilt the hips just as you did previously, a little space under your armpits, tip of tongue touching roof of mouth, imaginary cord lifting you, bring your chin back in gently. Oh, and one other thing, because you look so stern, just lift the sides of your mouths up and smile. Okay, so now on an in-breath, imagine you're picking a beach ball up. And then, as you breathe out, you sink, raise your left heel and step slightly out to the left and forward. Pass the ball forward and step up. Then bring your hands back in front of your chest. The hands should now be about a head width apart, and breathe in and breathe out. So that would be the very first thing. That's out of Sun style Tai Chi. There are different styles, five major styles.
Okay, well, that was the youngest one. Well, let me go back to my volunteer, Jill. So that's the simple stuff, is it, Jill? Easy enough for you?
Oh, yes, I can manage that. Mind you, the brain forgets what the next step is. And but we follow Sir all the time.
Yes, I can see that you're well-practised in that, well-versed. Mm. And how long are the classes on for? How long do you have to keep going with this kind of stuff?
Oh, I think forever. You know, I think once you get hooked, that's it. I mean, we don't know what Chris's age is, and I don't know, he doesn't know mine, but when we are the same age, we want to be as fit as he is.
Well, let's hope so. Chris, so you do classes in a couple of different places, don't you?
Yes, this class is run as a result of activities by Village Games, which is a unit of the South Derbyshire District Council. They asked me if I would do this class, and last week started one out at Repton on the Tuesday. So we do it Monday at Barrow, Tuesday at Repton, and then down the road to Rosliston, again South Derbyshire District Council, to the Forestry Centre, also on Tuesdays.
So plenty of opportunities for anyone in the South Derbyshire community to get involved in the Tai Chi.
Oh, yes. And the Village Games, of course, they're not just strictly to do with Tai Chi, but they're there to facilitate all sorts of and develop sports within local communities. So they're on the internet, so anyone who is interested could have a look. And, it's very informative. It might be helpful to other communities.
BBC Radio Derby's Ian Williams taking part in Tai Chi courses today. And if you were doing that along with the radio, you can relax now.